Let me share some things you wouldn't hear from a Zen Rashi, the master in a monastery. First, the deep breathing and counting puts you into a deep, altered state of consciousness. And, when you go into an altered state, your mind releases beta endorphins and other brain opiates that are very tranquilizing. Chemically, they're close to heroin, so they're addictive. In other words, when you do meditation, you'll soon want to do more meditation, because it calms you down and makes you feel good. It's a positive addiction, just as running is a positive addiction. Distance runners usually go into an altered state within the first mile. Their brains begin to release the opiates, and it feels so good they don't want to stop running. Most conditioned distance runners are addicted to running. Now, although this is an oversimplification, an altered state is a matter of focusing your mind upon one thing to the point of excluding all other thoughts. Even watching television often puts you into an altered state of consciousness, although not as deep as meditation. Research has shown that if you watch much TV, about two-thirds of the time while viewing the screen, you're in an altered state. I'm sure you've experienced watching TV and having someone talk to you, but you're so focused you don't even hear them. That's being in an eyes-open, altered state. The same thing can happen when you're behind the wheel driving, especially when you're on a quiet roadway. The broken yellow line in the middle of the road is going flick, flick, flick in your peripheral vision, and you drop down into the altered state, which is also called highway hypnosis. Have you ever driven through a town and not even remembered doing so? Again, that's an altered state, hypnosis, if you will. Hypnosis and meditation are exactly the same mental states, although some gurus will try to deny it. As a result of meditating, you can expect to become more mellow. If you meditate as much as 40 minutes in the morning and 40 minutes in the evening, know that you won't return to full beta consciousness. The cycle-per-second electrical activity of your brain will remain in the alpha realms. Now, as a writer, when I sit at the keyboard and begin writing, I'm soon working in an altered state. Because I might write for 8 hours a day, I do not return to full beta consciousness. But I'm quite happy to be more mellow, and it certainly doesn't impair my functioning. Here are a few alternate guidelines for meditation. First, you don't have to work in the full lotus position to receive wonderful benefits from meditating. The actual position you choose is not as important as your posture, your straight spine. You can meditate sitting up in a chair, or in the half-lotus position, or simply sit cross-legged, or even sitting on a cushion over your heels, with your knees straight ahead. And although most Rashis or Gurus would be horrified, I often meditate lying down. But in the lying down position, it's very easy to fall asleep, which is something you do not want to do. Your mind is quickly programmed, so if you fall asleep once, it can be programmed to think, "Oh, okay, meditation, time to sleep." So, if you fall asleep once, make sure that you use a different position next time, a position that isn't as comfortable.